FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. It's Carrie Lutz. I'm speaking to you from beautiful Havana, Cuba. Believe me, there's nothing beautiful about this place. It kind of reminds me of when I visited China 20 years ago, before China got all developed and started becoming a first world country. I mean, you see in this place 50 years of communism, what the havoc that it's wrought upon these people and the city. Everything here is falling apart. Malinvestment, this is the epicenter of it, at least in the Caribbean. I mean, I haven't been to Haiti. I've not been to Kingston, Jamaica, but I imagine that this place is far inferior to even those places, which are notoriously bad and just an awful, awful standard of living. I mean, you see these buildings that were once glorious when Cuba was a first world country. Looking at them, they're filthy. They're in disrepair. Now, the place that I have rented, I actually am not in a hotel. I did an Airbnb for $100 a night on what they call a penthouse. It's the seventh floor of an apartment building in some area that I could never find at night for sure. So only take taxis here. That's what I recommend. At least if you're here, only take taxis. I got water views around, but looking at these buildings, they're just in horrid states of repair. Something you would never see anything like this in the U.S. So I get into Havana International Airport, Jose Marti, I think it's called, International Airport. And, you know, the people that I arranged, the Airbnb person, who's just an agent of these people, because probably renting out your apartment to an American tourist is probably considered treason by the powers that be here. But so the driver is supposed to meet me there. And, you know, the airport here is just a joke. We arrive, I fly out of Miami. It's an hour-long flight, approximately. We land, and we're all ready to leave the plane. However, the pilot gets on and says, look, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait a little while. They have to roll the stairs up to the plane. Now, I don't remember the last time in the States I actually went on movable steps. Probably a jetway was broken or something. But they said, all right, look, be patient. We have to move the stairs up here. Unfortunately, the airport only has two sets of stairs, and three planes just came in. So leave it to the commies to not have enough movable stairways to take you off the airplane. So no big deal. 15 minutes later, we're off. I go through customs, and, you know, they took my picture. They didn't print me, interestingly enough. She really scrutinized the hell out of my passport. Like, there must have been something on that passport that I didn't know about, but she sure did. And then she says, welcome to Havana, amigo. Go. And I get out, and we're waiting for the luggage to come. It says it's coming on one conveyor belt, and then all of a sudden, everybody moves over to the other conveyor belt. And that was my first taste of Cuban efficiency. So then, after I get my bag, I'm supposed to meet the driver who's going to take me to this place, because I don't have a really good address. The driver is nowhere to be found, and I am freaking fuming. I am, like, so pissed. I can't even begin to tell you. I am really angry because I'm, like, stuck here. How am I going to get to this place? I know I can take taxis. The place is loaded with taxi hustlers, worse than any American airport you've ever been to. Dozens of them trying to hit you up, you know, so they can take you to wherever you need to go. They're good people. They're working people. They're not, you know, no threats here. Everything's just, people seem to be really good, I have to say. So I'm going back to the Airbnb person. My freaking phone doesn't work. All right. Verizon supposedly has roaming here in Havana. No Romo, boy. No roaming. The phone was no service. So I go to their local cell phone store. It's right in the airport, I buy a SIM card. She didn't have the right size SIM card for my iPhone 6 Plus. So she takes the SIM card and she has this metal thing. She puts it in the metal thing and cuts it down. And I'm saying, if this thing works, I am going to be in complete shock. Puts it in, starts it up, powers it up, puts in a PIN number. Boom, that baby worked. It was amazing. So I try texting the Airbnb host of, you know, where are you? Where is this guy? What frickin' is going on here? I mean, I am so angry. I don't usually get this angry, but you know, nobody knew where my place was, where I was staying. This guy knew exactly where. So I said, all right, you know what? I tell the cab driver, see if he can find it. He couldn't find the place. So he takes me to this hotel, the Iberostar, and I go there and I have lunch because I'm hungry at this point. And I get a Wi-Fi card. You don't have Wi-Fi all over the place here. It's only in hotels. They don't want the common folk getting any harmful information that might turn them into, rebellious types, strictly restricting the flow of information. So I hang out in this hotel. It's like their luxury hotel. It's a hotel that's probably 60 years old, 70 years old, totally run down. I mean, not run down, but it's faded, put it that way. It's a mere glimmer of its former self. But hey, we go there. I email back and forth. I get the owner's cell phone number, which I'm able to call now because I have my own cell phone, my own Cuban cell phone. Verizon, supposedly October 15th, your phone will work here in roaming mode. Wrong. Thank you very much, Verizon, you idiots. I mean, come on. What are you doing to me here? I've been a loyal customer of yours for 25 years. Give me good info. I'm not down on them. I mean, nothing in this place is going to work for long. You just know it. It's one of these tropical paradise places that just deteriorates rapidly over time. And unless you maintain the place, it just looks like garbage, which this place does. I mean, I'm towering above in the place where I'm at, towering above all these other buildings. And the roofs are like so poorly done. I mean, you just see them. They're like literally crumbling on these poor people. And the cars, right? I was expecting to see mint 57 Chevys, you know? 57 Chevys, but yeah, they've got them working, but man, they're like starting to rust. Very few of them have been restored in such a way that you would say, wow, that is a cool car. Most of them you'd say, oh, some poor person owns that, and that's all they can afford. But anyway, I'm going to be touring the place. I'm going to take a lot of pictures, and you'll be hearing more from me, Kerry Lutz, on the Financial Survival Network from Havana, Cuba, or Habana, Cuba. Oh, and I bought a Monte Cristo number 4 at the hotel cigar shop for $5.50. Fortunately, had to buy a lighter for $1.85 also. What can you do? But anyway, I'm signing out, but you'll be hearing lots more from me on the Financial Survival Network.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
It's Kerry Lutz, Financial Survival Network, and welcome back. So I spent my first evening in Havana, and one thing you learn very quickly in Havana is that nothing works properly here. Whether you're meeting people, whether they're picking you up, whatever happens, it doesn't work right. The place is truly a failing state. Last night, I went out to dinner. I realized I'm in Old Havana. So Old Havana is really falling apart. All of Havana, all the island is falling apart. But this section in particular, narrow cobblestone streets, I'll show you a picture of my view from the window. It's just breathtaking in its deterioration. Every now and then you see a building that's been maintained, but 95% of the structures here are just, you know, facades are crumbling. They haven't been cleaned or power washed. They don't know what power washing is on this island, I'll tell you that. But the people are so nice. They're so sweet. They can't do enough for you. They're gracious, humble. I'm sure that'll end when the tour ships start coming in. The cruise ships dumping thousands of obnoxious American tourists in Bermuda shorts who just totally showed disdain and no respect for the culture here. But what's interesting here is that in Old Havana, the streets are very narrow. It's hard for taxis to get here. A lot of the streets are closed. There are all these open pits on the streets where something broke, pipes or electrical wiring. They opened it up, they fixed it, and they never bothered covering it up because probably they have to put some more work into it. But all over the place, you see that. So last night, I had delicious dinner. I had a couple of glasses of sangria. Man, let me tell you something. The Cuban sugar, I can't wait till we start getting it in the U.S. It just tastes better. It's sweeter than American sugar. And I'm not one for sugar. I don't think sugar is particularly good for you. But these sangrias were great. And the food was delicious. The people were so nice. And these people, Cubans, are very social. You'll see them at all hours of the night in the streets, conversing, talking. Wi-Fi here is an utter nightmare. You have to go to a hotel and buy a card, and it's like $5 an hour, which is no big deal. I can't spend more than an hour on the internet at one time when I'm not working anyways, but it's often slow, and yeah, it's just you could see the potential for the place, though. It really has the potential to be a magnificent island, but this is going to take 20 years of continuous nonstop investment. I just don't see the commies being able to accommodate that and allow it. You know, you feel safe on the streets generally, although it's a little intimidating. To find my way back to where I'm staying, the flat that I'm renting, the cab drivers have to have these huge huddles because nobody knows where the hell this place is in Old Havana. But it's definitely a lot of fun here, I have to say. I'm going to be exploring the city today, checking out the cigar factories. I bought a Monte Cristo number 4 cigar in a hotel cigar shop for about $5.50, $6, which is not a bad price. I mean, for other cigars, you pay a lot more in the States, and they aren't nearly as good. It wasn't a bad cigar overall. Not great. It wasn't a great cigar. It just didn't have that hearty kind of flavor, but it was better than anything you get in the States for $5.50. It's that much, I can assure you. And what else can I tell you? Well, you can go get the internet in these hotels, and you can log on to any site in the world. There is no great firewall of Havana here. They figure if you can get there, that's fine. I passed by this one place which had free Wi-Fi open to the public, and there's just like dozens of Cubans around there with their tablets, with their computers tapped in, and, you know, communicating. They're so scared of citizens, average citizens, getting information and being able to think for themselves that they've made Wi-Fi on the island very, very scarce. Outside of that, any interesting things that come up, I'll let you know. Oh, I took two pedicab rides. Those are bicycle-propelled cabs, and these things are really fancy here. They've got, like, stick shift. They have steering wheels, and the guy just pedals and pedals and pedals. I'll tell you one thing. That is a job that you cannot get obese from. You can't be obese when you're doing that job, because this guy drove me, like, 5 miles. Cost me $10, and it's just a really pleasant way to do it, except that the streets in Havana here really make New York City streets look like as smooth as a baby's behind, if you can imagine that. They're just totally ripped to shreds. Like I say, there's open pits on a lot of them where they've fixed stuff and sewers or water or electrical, and then they never bothered filling it in. I mean, the place is an absolute mess. Well, more on this later, more on my adventure in Havana on the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Talk to you later.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.